Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your February 8, 2010 Commissioners Court meeting. We'll begin our meeting with an invocation by Commissioner Senegal, Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Alford. Will you stand?
Bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your continued blessings. Court, Justice County, all of Father, we ask that you continue to bless those who put their lives on the lines of God and David, pleasure, serving, faithful. We pray for all those that are believed. Pray for my family.
Amen.
As we bless us.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry to hear that. Okay. Pick up the items under purchasing. Item A, approved specifications for IFB for Jefferson County Courthouse masonry and window restoration. That's phase three. Item B and item C have been tabled. Item D, considering possibly approved job order contract with Jamel Smith for the Ford Amphitheater VIP Lounge, ceiling repairs in the amount of $7,749 in accordance with the TexMOS contract number 5-56060. Item E, receive and file job order contract with Jamel Smith for the $7,749. Item F, considering possibly approved disposition of salvage property is authorized by the local government code for broken and obsolete items by way of addendum. Item G, considering possibly approved job order contract with Jamel Smith for ceiling repairs to the Ford Arena in the amount of $550 in accordance with the TexMOS contract. H, item H, receive and file this job order contract with Jamel Smith. Item I, considering possibly approved job order contract with Weatherproofing Technologies for repairs to the 317th District Court. Damage from Ike, the amount of $3,538.32. This is in accordance with the TCPN contract number R4812. Item J, receive and file this job order contract with Weatherproofing in the amount stated. Item K, consider and possibly approve a job order contract with Weatherproofing Technologies for repairs to the 60th District Court due to Ike damage in the amount of $18,191.84 in accordance with the TCPN contract number R4812. Item L, to receive and file this job order contract with Weatherproofing Technologies on the 60th District Court. Item M, consider and possibly approve professional service agreement with ICU for specifications for abatement on hangar number 2 in the amount not to exceed $22,325. Item N, execute, receive, and file this professional service agreement with ICU for the hangar number 2. Item O is empty. Okay. All in favor of approving the typo? So there's no O?
There's no O.
Do you want me to O for P? O for P? Okay. And we'll just do those all the way down through, S. Okay, item, O, award IFB, a term contract for inmate clothing supplies, Jefferson County, to Charm Tech, Go Water Industries, Tab Textile, and Uniform Manufacturing, Inc., with prices detailed for, attachment A. Item, P, execute, receive, and file the acceptance of this, offer for the inmate clothing. Item Q, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for term contract for inmate clothing with, Go Water Industries. Item R, execute, receive, and file acceptance of this offer. Item R, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer, for IFB for term contract for inmate clothing supplies for Jefferson County with Tab Textile Company. And item S, execute, receive, and file, for IFB the term contract for inmate clothing supplies for Jefferson County with Uniform Manufacturing, Inc. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion and a second discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County, commissioners, item A, consider authorizing the county judge to execute an amendment to CDBG contract number DRS0704, replacement of 10 bridges damaged as a result of Hurricane Rita, which extends the contract through December 31, 2010. Those bridge locations are Tram Road at Drainage Ditch, McDorman Road at Pignut Gully, Thomas Road at Gully, East Lane at Willow Marsh, Green Pond Road at Green Pond Gully, Walden Road at Green Pond Gully, Yorkshire Road at Drainage Ditch, South China Road at Ground Bridge Gully, and South Pine Island Road at Green Pond Gully, and finally, Galling Road at Bioden. Item B, consider and possibly approve a resolution supporting the proposed widening and deepening of the, Sabine Neches Waterway. And we're pleased to have with us today Mr. Paul Beard, Jim Rich, and, Mr., Randy Reese.
Her name is Fox.
Where? Oh, I'm sorry. That's the first time I've ever overlooked Hubert. Good to have y'all. Thank you for being here to support, support this move, and hopefully the court will approve that. Item, C, considering possibly authorize county judge to execute an interagency agreement and adopt working protocol for the multidisciplinary team of Southeast Texas of the Garth House Mickey Mahaffey Children Advocacy Program. Item D, receive and file interagency agreement, on this, multidisciplinary team. And do we have a motion on the county commissioner's items? Have a motion?
Second.
And a second. Discussion.
Judge, if I may, regarding the deepening widening, I think most of us here in the county realize that this is absolutely critical to our local economy, the economy of Southeast Texas. The oil spill pointed that out recently when refineries were sweating the time it was going to take to get crude into their facilities and keep those facilities up and running. But I'd also like to read into the record the fact that this waterway supports 55% of the nation's strategic oil reserves. This waterway is home of the nation's first, number one commercial military outload port. Our refineries produce 60% of the nation's commercial jet fuel and the majority of all U.S. military jet fuel. Our plants refine 11% of America's gasoline, and this waterway is the nation's fourth largest waterway. So what we do with our Sabine Neches Waterway really is felt throughout the rest of the nation, and it's absolutely vital that we maintain this waterway.
And to add to that, whenever you, we today look at the size of the vessels that propel that waterway, the hope of being able to widen that channel would be such a wonderful thing. I don't know if it had been wider, the accident recently would have occurred or not. But if you ever watch two ships in that channel, it's sort of touch and go. So there's so many good reasons for us to support this by resolution, and Mr. Commissioner Domain spoke to some of those. Okay, anything else? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. County Auditor, consider and approve budget amendment for engineering in the amount of $17,000. Item B, payment of regular county bills, check number 335180 through check number 335456. There a motion on the... Got a motion? Got a second? Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The item under engineering has been requested tabled. We have an addendum for the county clerk. Item A, consider and possibly approve one change to the early voting polling locations for March 2nd, 2010. For the Republican Democrat primaries as follows. Change from Port Arthur Public Library at 4615 9th Avenue in Port Arthur to Stillwell Technical Center at 4801 9th Avenue in Port Arthur due to inadequate space available at the Port Arthur Library. Is there a motion on that?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I understand that the item under district attorney has been tabled. And we have a well-known gentleman here today who is going to speak to us regarding employee recognition. Is Mr. Vernon Durden.
Thank you, Judge.
Yes, sir.
I'm a member of ESGR. Most of y'all may know or may not know that the Department of Defense created an act called USERRA. USERRA stands for Unified Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act that was established in 1994. You all may also know or may not know that over 50% of our people in the military, we have a volunteer military, over 50% of those persons in the military are guardsmen and reservists. And as such, day to day, they are on your jobs working every day. And any day they may be called out to do service for our country, support the rights that we have and receive today. I have a message here from an individual who worked for one of such employers who are supported by USERRA. The message says, I work as a firefighter at Southeast Texas Regional Airport in Beaumont, Texas. The airport is an extension of Jefferson County. Jefferson County has always been very supportive of my involvement in the Air Force. Hal Ross is our airport manager, and he has been very supportive of our military mission. And when an individual goes off for duty or training, he has an option to nominate his employer, and that has been done. And when that is done, a Patriot Award is given to that employer. I know this may come as a surprise to Harold Ross because I learned about this last week, and we're asked to make these presentations as soon as possible. And I called Jeff this morning to be sure that Hal would be here. So I know he's sitting over there. I saw him the other day. I was in the area, and this guy rode up on a bicycle with a cap on and a suit on and gloves and all, and I didn't recognize him until he got closer, and it's Hal Ross. He's some kind of triathlete or something, which means he's not only a good employer, but he cares about his health and well-being, and also the care and well-being of our nation by supporting our guardsmen. So this says to Harold Ross, Southeast Texas Regional Airport, as a patriotic employer. I'd like for you all to join me in congratulating Hal with this patriotic award, and I present it to him now. Thank you very much, Judge.
Thank you, Mr. Durden. It's always a pleasure to have you. Yeah, let me ask if any member of the Navigation District has anything they'd like to say to us. Better not ask Mr. Oxford. He may charge you for the time.
But we certainly want to thank Commissioner for the support you're giving our project. We're long and hard on all through it. Folks are very supportive. This really is, like I said, a very worthwhile project. Got to make it. Thank you very much.
Judge, I might comment that one of the initiatives that the Navigation District's done, which is important, is the old-timers may remember that at one time this was the Beaumont Navigation District. Then it was changed when we made it countywide. Before we made it countywide, it was the Jefferson County Navigation District. But the fact is that it really affects the watershed of Sabine Neches Rivers. And now name's been changed to reflect that, the fact that it impacts all of Southeast Texas, and it is now the Sabine Neches Navigation District.
In Washington, they know that they put away.
And I want to say one thing, and want to thank each and every one of the members of that board for the service you provide to our county, because it's because of your hard work they recognize that, because of your hard work and letting people know how important are some of the statistics that Commissioner Domain let out, letting them know how important that waterway is to this country.
Hard work and persistence. You are a persistent group, and that's what it takes to prevail. So thank you for all your efforts. Is there anything else, Court? Our next meeting will be on February the 15th. No. February the 15th is a county holiday. It's President's Day, and we need to reset a court date.
I'll be available the 16th.
Sound like a winner. Any problem with the 16th? Okay, our next court meeting will be February the 16th, 2010 at 1:30 p.m. Thank you very much for coming.